September 25th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, with certainty, understand that the legislators you elect to the House and Senate make choices for or against righteousness. This, of course, is true in the life of every soul. However, it is magnified in the opposition against this Supreme Court nominee. Truth is under attack, the result being lack of unity and support of your president. Free speech is misused when it abandons truth and supports lies in favor of ambitious agendas. Your president is trying to draw the nation away from moral degeneration and back into the reality of God's commandments. Therefore, understand that support of his choices lead along the path of good versus evil. Accept the fact that Satan is in every political debate, seeking an evil outcome. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.